Hello, everybody. It is actually 1:40-something, 1:50 a.m. on Monday the 30th of March, but this is my marching on day 29 post, because I actually recorded a post last night. It ended up being about 45 minutes long, and I started to upload it about 11 o'clock, and I fell asleep downstairs. I've just woken up, and I've looked at it, and it's 5% uploaded. Whether it's one of these things that's going round and round and round, which, as they do sometimes, getting to 100% starting again, I don't know. But I decided it was a bit long, and I could have said what I said more concisely. So I just briefly want to talk about my day, which was very quiet. I kept waiting all day for something to happen so I can audio boo it, but nothing did, as is usually the case in my life. So that's why it was late. The weather was terrible yesterday. Well, it still feels like today, of course, because I haven't been to bed. But on Sunday, it was non-stop pouring rain, very, very windy. Not really that cold, but the wind made it feel colder. I made a roast dinner, which was roast pork for the non-vegetarians among us, which is everyone except me. I had a thing from Tesco's, which I don't think I'd buy again. It was a mushroom and chestnut, mushroom chestnut and Stilton chestnut and wild mushroom bake or something. It was okay. Anyway, it was edible, but I don't think I'd buy it again. There were two in a pack and I finished them now. So that was pork with stuffing and I had that. And then we had roast potatoes. I was going to make Yorkshire puddings, but I didn't. And then we had roast parsnips, Brussels, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels, what was that? Roast potatoes, parsnips. I think that was it. It was nice. The dogs had a little bit of scraps left over with their dinner, and Niall had some gravy. Obi went to bed at 9:15 because he's got up at 4. That was my day. But I just wanted to briefly talk about whether we have real freedom of speech on here or whether we have to be a bit careful about what we say. And this is in, with regard to something that happened to one of my followers and someone I'm following. And I don't think it's inappropriate to mention who it is, as she's publicly talked about this on her own posts. And that's Dreamcatcher SJE. Sam, who told us that somebody had reported her for stupid things to do with her guide dog. Another Audio Boom user. It was done by email on the 14th of March, and it was regarding where she used to live and a situation that, while all of it was not true, doesn't even exist anymore. So someone's gone out of their way to report her for something that wasn't true, which are, in case any of you don't follow her, they said that she didn't, her dog didn't get any work, and that she went out often and left the dog. Now, I know that this isn't true because I've been following Sam for quite a long time. And when she lived in North East Lincolnshire, she was open about the fact that it was very hard to work a dog there because she lived in a shop above a precinct. And actually, she didn't get any help with mobility routes. And also, there wasn't really anywhere to go unless you got a bus or a taxi somewhere. And most of the time she was there, a lot of the time, because you could hear this in the background, there was roadworks and, well, not roadworks, precinct works, because she lived above a precinct and they were rebuilding part of it or something. And you could hear all the heavy machinery in the background all the time. And sometimes, and some of the time, I think some of it was closed off. And for a blind person, that's bad enough, it's bad enough for anybody, but so that was the situation when she was there, but that situation has not existed for about 3, nearly 4 months. because she moved up at the beginning of December. So whoever did that is a bit spineless. Why did they need to do it? Because it wasn't, like, true, because she hardly ever went out. I know that because, you know, we talk about the things we do on here. And she would say, oh, she's been to a pet shop and she got a taxi. And I think sometimes she took the dog, I don't know, and sometimes she didn't. But, you know, that's no one else's business. It's actually nobody's business. The only time something like that becomes someone else's business is if they are doing something cruel to the dog, or actually dangerous for them, the dog, or for other people. Sorry, I've woke up and I'm talking like I'm drunk. I'm certainly not. I haven't actually had I'm probably dehydrated. Actually probably dehydrated because I haven't had a drink since about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I think I better put that right, actually. That's not good, I've just remembered. Because I'm on dialysis and I have fluid inside my abdomen, I often don't get thirsty. Because if my body needs fluid, it'll take it from there. It doesn't remind me I need to drink sometimes. Well, ever now. It's weird. Yeah. So, her and Chris weren't the kind of people who went out in the evenings and stuff like that. And even if people do go out in the evenings, sometimes it's easier to leave the dog if you're not going to need to work the dog. But anyway, if that's none of any, it's none, not, the whole thing is no one's business. As I say, I would only, if I had an issue of how someone was treating their dog, like physical cruelty, or shouting at it and stuff like that, or thumping it around and you could hear it. I'm getting a bit low on scotch. What's hardly any left. I've usually got about 4 bottles and this is the last one. Or if they were, say, free running their dog in outside their house where there was a road, I might send them a DM. I probably wouldn't, but I might send them a DM and say, don't you think that's a bit risky? Because your dog could cause a motorist to swerve and then hit a child on the pavement, or hit an old lady on the pavement, or hit a tree, or go through someone's front window. Because that's, things like that aren't recommended. But they're still none of anyone else's business, really. So I got to thinking, well, I wonder who this person is. Do they follow me? And I started thinking, do I have to be careful what I say on here now? I'm careful to a certain extent because I try not to discuss personal relationships, for instance. Oh, I've had a row with my husband, or he's not talking to me, or I'm not talking to him. Things like that I don't put on here, never have done. The closest I came to anything like that was talking about there was a kind of rift in my family with my sister because she was going out with a known drug addict. And he was causing havoc in the family. We never met him, thankfully, I didn't. And I only put it on here at Christmas time because I wanted to know whether people thought I was unreasonable to say I didn't want him in my house on Christmas Day when the rest of the family came. He didn't come because I said no. And now we found out afterwards, now she got rid of him the next day, I think, or the next week, that he pushed her about. She was absolutely terrified of him. She was frightened to do anything. You know, she's not that sort of person normally. And I don't regret my decision. I don't want him. I wouldn't have wanted someone like that knowing where I live for a start, let alone come in here and getting up to goodness knows what when our backs are turned. Sorry, but, you know, I wouldn't have wanted that. But I was in a bit of a dilemma over it, so I did ask on Audio Boom what people thought, and everyone that contacted me agreed with me, and I was pleased to have a, because I felt a bit bad, and I didn't know whether, you know, I was being too judgmental. But anyway, it just got me thinking all this. the lengths that people would go and why they would do such a thing. Why, for instance, did this person feel the need to report Sam for something that's not even, wasn't even true and doesn't even, and the situation doesn't even exist anymore? And if they listen to me, I have to move my chair out. It moves and it ends up, it squeaks against the radiator and it's very annoying. And if they'd been, you know, had any sense in their heads, they would have listened to the most recent post and known that situation didn't even exist now. So even if they didn't think it was right, it doesn't even exist, so why report it now? So I got to wondering what was the person's motivation in doing this? Was it out of spite for some reason? Pause recording. Were they genuinely really concerned about the dog? Or did they just want to start trouble because they had nothing better to do? I am afraid to say before I say that, I'm just going to say, I've said before, if someone had a genuine concern, they wouldn't have done it the way they did, I don't think, because they would have found out the situation, whether it still existed, and it doesn't. So I don't know what their motivation was. Was it done out of spite? Are they listening to all our posts and thinking, who can I get into trouble next? Or is it just Sam? And I started thinking, do I have to look over my shoulder and wonder what I've said? Have I said anything about this, anything about that? And I thought, well, no, I'm not going to do that. That's just too bad. One of the reasons I like Audio Boo so much is because it gives me freedom of expression. One of the things I don't like about it is that we can't block people if we don't like if we don't like them. But having said that, with something like this, you don't know who it was anyway, and it wasn't said to me. So, but if it had been, I probably would want to block them if I knew who, if I'd found out who it was. Because I wouldn't want them misinterpreting my content in the way that was misinterpreted and misrepresented. But having said that, I took my time to think about it. And my conclusion is that I like Audio Boo because it gives me freedom of expression in a way I wouldn't otherwise have. Yes, I could write a blog, but I can't be bothered to get out my stuff and write a blog. And it doesn't free me in the same way as actually talking does. And I was listening to a post by Top Gold, who was talking about Beyond Audio Boom, and he said that by the end of March next year, he hopes that there will be some other platform where we can share audio in the same sort of way, in case Audio Boo dies, the community part, which I hope it doesn't, really do hope it doesn't. And he said that one of the reasons he does like the recording is because he can record his kids when they're young, and they can also look back and listen to things he's said. And I do it for the same reason. I haven't got any recordings of my kids when they're really young. I actually have. I've got some cassettes and videos and DVDs, but the videos and cassettes, I haven't got any anything to play them on now. But I do it for the same reasons. I capture the sounds, the things, the animals, the people. And I like to talk about things and listen to other people. And one of the things he said, he likes to get like snatches of people's lives, imagine what they're doing, hear the background, the ambience and all that. And I like to do exactly the same thing. It's why I love Audio Boom. Well, that and the freedom of expression and the memories is what it's all about for me. So that's why a blog is never going to be the same. And reading someone else's blog is never going to be the same. And reading my own blog back isn't a bad thing. I don't do one, but I have got a collection of emails that my friend and I, well, I haven't got the one she sent to me. I kept mine as a diary, and they're going back. I've got some as far back as 2001, when I first got my first computer. But there are years, 2006 is all missing, but that's like an archive, and it's actually quite interesting to look back. But it's not the same as listening. It's good, though, because you get probably a lot more detail in it when you write. I'll probably put more detail in. But, yeah, so it's a shame the minority always seem to spoil it. And I'm not going to let this person, and although they didn't make any allegations or cause me any trouble, I'm not going to let them, the thought of them, spoil what I've come to like as a really lovely platform. My health hasn't been very good the past year with my kidney disease. I've had a lot of sleepless nights. And quite honestly, at times, it may sound melodramatic, but Audioboo has kept me going. It's really helped me just to listen to other people's lives and to hear them outside and to hear the birds singing and hear them getting on a train and do things that I mean, I can do them once in a while, but I don't regularly do them now like I did without thinking about it because I haven't got the energy anymore and I haven't got the confidence. Once you stop that going out regularly, your confidence goes. And so I don't go out very much with my dog anymore, but guide dogs are aware of that and they know why, they know exactly why. I had an aftercare visit on the 9th, 10th, no, hold on, it was meant to be on my birthday and it was on the following Monday instead. She said no one deserves to have aftercare on their birthday. 10th of November. I did document it here, and by the way, it's 2 o'clock. Of course, it's really only 1 o'clock, and I can hear a bird singing outside. I'll let you hear it. Hold on, just finish my drink. The birds have gone mad here. It's probably because I've got my lights on in here, and I think it's daytime. It's stopped now. Yeah, my dog is 7. I had aftercare. We went out for a walk, just a short one to the post box and back. His work is very good, even if he doesn't go out for 3 weeks, which does sometimes happen. I can't help that. He is 7. He would not be offered for retraining with anybody else now. He's too old. Plus, he has fits. So I don't think anyone would willingly take him on in that state. I'm not saying a prospective new home wouldn't take him on like as a pet, but not as a guide dog. I don't think they would offer him as a guide dog because of his age and his health. He's actually fine. His seizures were diagnosed, well, they started when he was 4. And he's been on medication for the last 2.5 years and he hasn't had one. And they did say at the time if I felt unsafe with him going out and about, I had the chance to return him. And I said, no way, because he never had a fit outside this house. And they said it's very unlikely that he ever would. The vet told me that. She said that he will usually... I have heard of guide dogs having the fit. I heard of one having a fit went out once. But I did worry about it at first because I was still out and about very regularly then every day. I cut back on his workload a bit at first because I was worried. Because after the first fit, I didn't know whether he was going to have any more because they said sometimes they can just have a one-off fit and they never have another one in their life. But he had another one 4 months later and then he had another one 3 months later and then he had another one 2 weeks later. And because they were increasing in regularity, they said he needs to go on medication now because... they can actually give him brain damage if he doesn't. I don't know what that bleeping noise is. It's probably on Ronan's TV. I don't know if it's picking it up on here. So I don't go out much with him, but I do go out when I can. At the moment, they've got all the pavement works up one way, and no one's working on it. I suspect a different company are coming in to do the next step, and it's been like that for about a month, and no one working on it. And it's gas works. The other way, the pavement runs out in about 30 yards and you have to cross over to walk on the other side, but it's very narrow, and then it runs out on that side and you have to cross back, and then not very far down the road the whole pavement runs out and it's a twisty country lane with no pavements, and I don't know where it leads, and I'm not confident enough to go down there because if I get lost I can't sit down anywhere. If I feel really weary, there's no pavements to sit down, and I could not sit down on the side of the curb. Well, there isn't a curb, you know what I mean? There's not even a grass verge, it's woods and fields. It's actually very nice, but not, I don't feel confident walking down there on my own at the moment. But, you know, he goes out, we take him for a run. He does go out when I can get him out. He has people to interact with him all the time. He's never left. You know, even if I go out, there's always somebody here. Even if I go out and he doesn't come with me, there's always someone here. Even if there's not, I'm never gone long. I can't be gone long because of my dialysis, really. He has someone, he has people to play with. I play with him, the kids play with him, Obi plays with him. He's happy. He doesn't mind not going out. He's one of those dogs that I think one day, when he's older, will just refuse to move one day. I think he's one of those dogs that will just, one day, when he's had enough, refuse to put his harness on or refuse to walk when we go out the door. He's half a golden retriever. He has got a slight stubborn streak. It's not very evident. The only time he really uses it is if he thinks I'm telling him to go the wrong way, because we usually go another way. And then I know how to move him now. I didn't at first. I ended up in tears. I can remember one day I ended up in absolute tears when I hadn't had him very long. I probably had him about 2 years, but we'd moved twice and I think he found it very unsettling, so he started to throw a tantrum about which way I told him to go, and I couldn't get him to go, but I know how to do it now because he hasn't got the full retriever dig your brakes in and refuse to move ever in the middle of the road attitude. He's just got it watered down. So he doesn't mind not going out. I mean, he's really happy to go out when we do go out, don't get me wrong, but he doesn't mind not going out. He's quite happy to be at home with everybody, playing in the garden, playing in the house. But really, what I do with him is nobody else's business. He's not being mistreated, he's being well cared for, he's in good condition, he's not overweight, he looks nice. So actually what I do with him work-wise, I'm sharing on here because I want to, but it's no one else's business. So that's how I feel about me and what I think about other people's lives, not just with their dogs, but with anything they do. It's none of my business. Yes, they might choose to share it with us, but I don't go interfering in people's lives and I don't expect them to interfere in mine. So I'm hoping that this is a one-off thing and that it's not the beginning of something horrible on here. Because for the most part, I found Audio Boo to be a very pleasant environment, very nice people, caring people, helpful, friendly, wherever they come from in the world. I found this to be the case, and that's one of the really positive things about it. I know there's sometimes a lot, I mean, I love Facebook, don't get me wrong, but you can get a lot of bitching on there sometimes, and I'm not on Twitter because I think that's even worse, to be fair. But I'm sure it's very good too, but I'm only on Facebook and Audio Boom, but Audio Boom, I think, is a very nice place. And it's a shame that someone's gone and spoiled it. You're always going to get somebody, I suppose. And let's just hope it's a one-off. And I'm not going to worry about what I say. Not any more than I already do. So I'll carry on posting in the same vein. And, you know, listening to other people's posts and whatever I think about them, minding my own business. But if I have any genuine concerns about somebody, not just with a guide dog, but with anything, I want to offer them help, I would send them a DM, or I'll just mind my own business and think, oh, well, that's their life. It's up to them what they do. As long as they're not hurting the dog or anybody else in their lives. And even that's not really my business. It's not. And so I tend to think, have the attitude of live and let live. Sorry, you can hear Lammy snoring. I think, listen. He's laying next to me on what? This big swivel. It's like a double-seated chair called a cuddler. Because it's for two people, but there's only one cushion, if you know what I mean. And it swivels. I love it. So I think, you know, I'm of the opinion, live and let live within reason, respect other people, respect their opinions, respect what they do, and that there usually is a good reason for most things that people do. And if there isn't, to our way of thinking, we might not just understand it. Or, and it's really none of our business. There are times when we probably should intervene. I'm talking more, not online now, but in terms of if we think, for instance, which I don't think, but if we thought that one of our neighbours was being abused in some way, you know, or there was abuse taken on, domestic violence, or abuse of a child in some way, then I do think we have a duty of care to intervene. And the same would go for an animal. I'd say if anyone was being cruel to an animal, I would feel that I had a duty of care to that animal. But I, in the case that I'm talking about, I just think that's someone poking their nose in because the animal was clearly not in any danger or not being ill-treated. If she couldn't go out and do much work, it was because it was an impossible situation. And one of the reasons why Sam wanted to move away, and she was not left, because I know that Sam and Chris didn't go out much, especially that, you know, they weren't the kind of couple that were out every night for meals and sometimes left the dog behind, which actually, by the way, is totally fine to do. But they weren't out. I don't remember them ever going out in the evening since I've been following them. And, you know, which was all of the time they were together, I think. And all the time that Sam lived in her last home or area. So then they weren't that type. And so to say that the dog was left for a long period is absolute rubbish. Because there wasn't really anywhere to go with or without a dog. So I don't know what these people think they can achieve by doing something so stupid. And it's just a waste of everyone's time apart from anything else, because it's a waste of guide dog's time. And the thing is, it's not like it was done on the spur of the moment. Like, if you get annoyed with someone, if they're getting on your nerves, you might say, oh, shut up. And then afterwards you might think, oh, I wish I never said that now. But that was obviously done in cold blood, as it were, because they took the time to find out who to contact to report their so-called concerns. So, you know, people, come on now. Unless someone's in real danger, isn't it time we kind of minded our own business a bit? And let people get on with their lives. And be able to have freedom of speech without fear of repercussions, really. I'm just going to see if I can hear this bird now, but I think it's stopped. Is that a cat just gone out? Connor's TV. No, it's gone to sleep. Whack-a-boo-boo. I'd rather you didn't go out this time of night. Come on. I think he came back in. chilly out there now. And I'm sure temperature-wise it isn't really. Right, here's that sound. Whack-a-boo-boo. Is he here or did he go? Oh, he is here. Oh, he's just come in. Get off, I know, because he's cold. Right, let's put you in your room. Come on, come here. Come and get your food. It's probably all gone now. Come on, quick. I didn't even know he was out. I thought he was in. I can tell he's been out because his tail's wet and his fur is really cold. He was happy to be in. I think if he'd just gone out then, he wouldn't have come back in so quickly. Anyway, that's all I had to say. Keep up the posts, everyone. And, you know, live and let live and all that. I'll be back later with day 30 of Marching On.